Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we ponder God's word this morning, we turn to the words of our gospel reading from John chapter 10. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, just how well do people know you? I have been to the local DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, a couple of times. And they have asked for my personal identification. They have taken my picture. But to them, I am but a number. I pulled a number from the tab, waited in line. They waited on me, and then they moved on to the next person. Do they really know me? How about the acquaintances in your life? Or even your friends? How well do they really know you? And how well do you know them? How about your neighbors? Or maybe even many of our family members. Maybe we talk about mothers today, and we are blessed with Christian mothers, but how well they know us is still limited because of our human natures. But today, dear friends, we take great comfort in knowing that our Heavenly Lord, our Good Shepherd, knows us. Jesus says that in our text for today. I know them. And when Jesus says, I know them, it is not just a head knowledge. You are not just a number to him. He loves you with all his heart and with all his being, a being that was willing to suffer and die and bleed for your salvation. I know them. And that knowing is a giving of himself every moment of every day to you, generously, kindly, immeasurably. And so you, children of the good sheep, of the good shepherd, recognize that we desire to listen to him as sheep to a shepherd. He speaks to us so kindly and graciously today. May we eagerly listen to his words, for they give life to us. Today we meet Jesus in that Good Shepherd chapter on a winter day. Maybe you can imagine Jesus was trying to stay under Solomon's colonnade with some protection from the cold winter winds. And yet there was another cold and brisk air that was about to meet Jesus as he walked along Solomon's colonnade. It was the brisk air of his enemies, Jews, who wanted to find something wrong with Jesus, not so that they could just accuse him, but they were ready to stone him. If you look at the verses right after our text, they picked up stones to stone him. They wanted to find out about Jesus and hear from his mouth about who he claimed to be. Those enemies came up to Jesus. They were not ready to listen to him. They wanted to hear what they wanted to hear for themselves from Jesus' lips. Don't keep us in suspense, Jesus. Tell us plainly who you are. And Jesus answered to them, I did tell you. Time and time again, I did tell you. I made it as clear as possible. How could Jesus have not been more clear to his enemies? In fact, Jesus comes to them and says to them, not only did I tell you again and again that I was the Messiah, that I am your Savior, that I am your Good Shepherd, but he says, look at all the things I did as proof that I am your Good Shepherd, that I am your Savior, that I am the one long promised in the Old Testament to God's people. All you have to do is look back at John chapter 5. There was a man who was lame, paralyzed for the last 38 years of his life. And Jesus there at the pool of Bethesda healed that man. He told that man, pick up your mat and walk. And that man picked up his mat and walked. There was proof. Go a little bit further, John chapter 9. A man who was blind from birth. And Jesus made that blind man see. And he rejoiced at the good work of Jesus Christ. There was more proof that not only came from Jesus' lips, but from his very actions, that he is the Christ, he is the Messiah. I did tell you, but you do not believe, he said to his enemies. You are not my sheep, because you do not believe what I say and the proof that is there before your very eyes. Open your eyes, open your ears. The message is there before you, graciously given to you. It was Jesus' gospel call, even to his enemies. You are not my sheep, but come to me for pardon. Come to me for grace. It isn't too late yet. You can still be my sheep. And yet all the while they rejected him. And his beautiful, clear message that was always, always before them. Today, you and I live at a time when we are saturated with voices all around us of things we hear and of things we read, saturated to an extent where it threatens the voice of our Good Shepherd, who speaks to us so clearly and plainly in Holy Scripture. Among those voices is our own conscience. Our own conscience that reminds us time and time again of our sins, of our past sins, of our guilt and our shame. And when those sins come to mind in our hearts, it is then that we might be tempted to be like these enemies of Jesus, to say, Jesus, tell me plainly that you love me, tell me plainly that I am forgiven, as if we're unsure of his love and his grace. And all the while, your good shepherd comes back to you and says, I did tell you. I have loved you. My words speak to you again and again through the gospel. And not only have I spoken of my love and forgiveness of you, but I have shown it in a most profound way by my actions. Earlier in John chapter 10, the Good Shepherd chapter, Jesus tells us, I lay down my life for the sheep. This Jesus, this Good Shepherd, was willing to bleed and die in your place as your substitute, as your perfect substitute. Every time our conscience nags us, go back to the refuge of the gospel, where Jesus speaks his forgiveness for you and all your sins. May that be your comfort. You find Jesus speaking to you in the quiet, sweet, serene words of the precious gospel. Your life may be forever changing with its roller coaster ride of ups and downs, but there is that quiet, sweet, serene, unchanging promise of your Savior, your Good Shepherd, who loves you dearly, who loves you like no one else could love you. Could it be that when we are struggling in our lives, when we're wondering if anybody knows us and loves us, could it be that we are maybe getting away from God's word, spending time In his green pastures and the quiet waters of his sweet words spoken to us. When we come to church, we recognize that doesn't take away all our problems, but it does help us that when we have problems in life, that the quiet, sweet voice of our Savior helps us to bear up under the burdens, to remind us that in all things God is working for our good. Listen to the voice of your Savior. His voice is always trustworthy and true, for he is the good shepherd who loves you dearly. And because he is your good shepherd, we listen to him because of his beautiful promises spoken to us. He says, I know them and they follow me. So often it may seem to Christians that it's easy to follow Jesus when the times are good and the blessings of life are bountiful. But how about when Jesus leads us through rough paths and through the dark valleys of life? Is it then that we begin to doubt that he is our good shepherd who truly loves us? You see, this good shepherd knows you, and that means he knows your every need, and he knows your deepest need too. As you just sang in this 23rd Psalm, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death is coming. And yet here is your good shepherd who calls to you once again through the gospel and says these words that are so precious to us. He says, I give them eternal life. When you think about eternal life, I think most would like to think that it's all about going to heaven one day. But Scripture tells us that eternal life is not something that begins when you get to heaven. Eternal life, life with your good shepherd, is something that had already begun when you were brought to the water and word of holy baptism. There you were given faith as a sheep of the good shepherd. And there, that faith continued to grow and grow throughout your life as you were brought to the green pastures and quiet waters of his word again and again, so that faith would be strengthened as he led you through every path in your life. And as we one day encounter death, that life in Jesus, in our good shepherd, remains unbroken. Your soul given to you goes on and continues to live. Notice the words of our good shepherd. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. What you see with your eyes as a loved one lays in the grave, or the ashes are in the urn, that does not tell the full story. Their soul, the soul of a believer, of a sheep of the good shepherd, is at home, at rest with Jesus, awaiting the time when that body will arise from the grave on the last day. I give them eternal life. Let's stress that for a moment, huh? Our good shepherd says, I give them eternal life. He is the source of that life. No one else, nothing else, could give you what Jesus has already given to you, that life which you already enjoy and look forward to enjoying forever in heaven. We can stress another word. I give them eternal life. He gives it. It is not something that you struggle and strive for, trying to win God's favor. Rather, it's already been given to you, unconditionally, with no strings attached, all by grace, by God's undeserved love for the sinner. Jesus comes to us with that love. Jesus comes to us with that promise. I give them eternal life. With all the doubts that may enter our minds, may we see and trust in the unflinching, unfailing promises of our Savior poured out to us in Holy Scripture. I don't know how well people know you. Maybe some people know you very well, but no one knows you as well as the Good Shepherd does. He comes to you on this Good Shepherd Sunday, and every time you turn to his word and he tells you, I have you in the palm of my hand. No one can snatch them from my hand. You are in the hand of the immortal, eternal, all-powerful God. And he adds the promise, my Father has you in his hands too. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Can you think of a more secure place to be than in the hands of your good shepherd and the hands of your heavenly Father, who promises never ever to let you go? If you ever doubt your salvation, if you ever doubt the love of your God, run back to those words again and again and find your comfort that is unfailing. Find the comfort that your good shepherd gives to you. When he says of you, I know them. Listen to his voice. And by faith, receive the promises. Yes, even the promise of eternal life that is yours through the good shepherd and only through him. Amen.